I took the play one time and one time only. It was back in New York City when Romeo and Juliet was playing on Broadway. Daddy wanted to go, and it kind of surprised me until I found out he wanted to go because she gets nude in the last scene. It was kind of historic for New York City back in those days to have a woman totally nude on stage, and Daddy had to see. I said, but Daddy, it's Shakespeare. He said, I don't care what it is, boy. She gets naked, I want to see it. So he got four tickets. He took Trixie Hicks, and I took Velma Buckles, and we went to see that. Thing. We're sitting right in the front row. Sure enough, the play starts out and Daddy says, damn, I want my money back, boy. This thing's in some foreign language. I said, no, Daddy, that's Shakespeare they're talking. He said, I don't care whether it's Bulgarian, I'm supposed to be in English. If I'm going to pay me $40 a day. I said, Daddy, keep your voice down. Ushers are waving flashlights at us, and the Shakespearean actor going, oh, Juliet, oh, really, wherefore are the... I said, Daddy, that is English. English they used to speak in the 1700s. He said, well, man, you can't understand a word of what they're saying. Talk normal, boy. Talk normal. I said, Daddy, don't be yelling when they're trying to act on the stage like that. He said, when you gonna get it naked anyway? That's the most boring thing I have ever seen. All this forsoothing and forsooth that. I said, Daddy, would you shut up? Trixie, can you keep him quiet for crying out loud? Daddy said, I want to see him stab it. Boy, get it! I mean, how could you have her naked there next to you and not knock the bottom out of her? I said, Daddy, you're not supposed to have conversation with the actors when they're on stage. He said, well, this is the dumbest blab. I said, dumbest? Daddy, you're talking about Shakespeare. Shakespeare hung with some of the greatest thespians of all time. He said, what? Shakespeare hung around with dykes? I said, oh, God, Daddy, you don't understand, Daddy. Well, I could see the head usher was on the phone. And I knew he was calling the police. I could just see us all thrown out, the scandal. Mom would find out that he was out with Trixie Hicks, and I was out with Velma Buckles. I leaned over and I tapped Trixie on the shoulder. I said, Trixie, you got to do something. You got to keep Daddy quiet. She said, well, I know what I'll do. And I looked at her. I heard a rustle and I heard a popping. And I looked over at Daddy, and his head was kind of leaning back a little bit. He was smiling. I looked over at Trixie, and... well, she was keeping Daddy quiet. Fortunately, we had a big program that night for the play, and she opened it up wide to conceal. Daddy just kind of stretched his legs out. He was quiet. I watched that program moving ever so slightly in his lap. And so we got through the play. We watched it right till the final curtain. It was horrible. Oh, it was horrible. You can imagine how I felt sitting there. Well, that's going on. But it was worse. I had to spell Trixie when she got up to get some popcorn.
Have you heard the news?